What's up, everybody, on this beautiful Friday edition? You're listening to Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. It is a beautiful day. The weekend's upon us. We're excited. It's, you know, we got guests in town from Connecticut. We're here in Florida. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Prayers happening. Hope everywhere you are is just blessed. I know a lot of regions are getting back in the grind of school and the fall, but here we are. Today's devotional is called Make a Move. Make a Move. The scripture is found in James chapter 2, verse 22. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. By our works, our faith was made perfect. What a great scripture. God loves us, but he wants us to do our part. There's the chessboard in front of you. Every believer has a chessboard, but some people wait 10 years to make a move. God enables us, but he's not going to do it for us. He empowers us to make choices, but we still have to choose. Responsibility means to respond to the ability. I love that. Responsibility means respond to the ability that we have. God's called us to do great things for the kingdom, and he's given us every single thing we need to fulfill his purpose in this life. But it means we must be intentional and live purposefully. What kind of faith stares at a chessboard and never makes a move? A dead faith, James 2:17. If you want perfect faith, forgive, forget, and keep your heart clean and make a move. Are you daring enough to follow Christ rather than the crowd? Are you focused on Christ even when other voices are trying to draw you away from your purpose? Further readings engage heaven. Who was James 2:22 referring to and why? Really good. Really good. You know, faith is action, right? Faith is risk. And I will tell you, Hebrews 5, I'm reminded of this morning. It says that Jesus who learned obedience through the things that he'd been through. Obedience needed to be learned by Jesus. Crazy. If obedience needed to be learned by Jesus, then you got some work to do. And obedience is everything. And so that chessboard is true. I remember in the early days, the Lord putting it on my heart to throw out all my CDs that were, you know, not good and things that were not pleasing to the Lord. And then immediately I saw God move so powerfully. And I realized at that moment, there really is a chessboard connected. I move, he moves, I move, he moves, and you never can outmove God. The challenge comes when people stop moving and they just stop doing what God's called them to do. Many times people come to me barren, frustrated, alone, and they're like, what went wrong? What happened? And I'm like, yo, what was the last thing God told you to do? Because if you go and do that, then you're going to find yourself in a better place. Making a move. It's all about making a move and taking risk. See, I see young people all the time, and you almost admire it because you're like, look, you could within reason blow your 20s. Like, just take risks. God wants me to go here. I'm trying to figure it out. I might move here. Whatever. Like you got to realize, like, you can take some risks in your 20s, but yet a lot of people don't. They play life safe, meaning you're not even open to God calling you to do something else. Most people in life aren't even open to God telling them to leave a church. You think we're really going to hear God about our mission in life? And so being comfortable is a dangerous thing because it takes you making moves to see the fruit. This whole world's chasing comfort. I want a job so I feel secure. I want a house so I feel secure. I want retirement so I feel secure. We're not on this earth to feel secure. You're on this earth to do God's will, and many times it doesn't feel secure. You're on this earth to do what he's called you to do, and it's not going to feel secure. Security and faith is stepping out and daring to dream. Security and faith is, look, I could lose it all, but I'm ready to take a step with you, Jesus. I'm willing to say yes. I may not know all the details ahead of time, but the answer is yes. Look, if you're constantly demanding that the Lord explains himself to you, you're not going to have faith. Faith isn't needed where knowledge is. Faith is needed in the unseen, unknown realm. But if you're a control freak and you're demanding to know, and you're like, God, you need to explain yourself, you're not going to have faith. He's not going to explain nothing to you. He wants you to trust him beyond your level of understanding, right? Proverbs 3. Don't lean on your own trust in him and lean not on your own understanding. That's what he wants you to do. Don't let your understanding be the thing that supports you. Your understanding could destroy your faith. Your knowledge, your worldly wisdom can destroy your faith. When Jesus said, Satan, get behind me, that dude was not, he was calling him the devil. But why? How is it that you reason with the mind of men rather than the things of God? And so it's time to make a move. It's time to make a move. It's time to look back and trust God in whatever he's calling you to do and take a step. And believe. And that step, you know how many people, listen, I gave somebody a prophetic word years ago. And this has happened 100 times. The Lord's telling me if you do this, it will change your life. This, whatever it is. It could be working at the breakfast program in Connecticut. It could be moving to Madeira Beach, Florida. It could be going to the nations. It could be, becoming a part of a ministry team in Africa. I'm telling you, you're going through a lot of struggles, but if you do this, it's going to change your life. The minute they take a step towards X, things start to fall apart and get unraveled. And their thought is, I must be doing something wrong. Because we've been drained and trained to chase comfort instead of Jesus. And, well, I tried to take a step to serve in that breakfast program and all hell broke loose. I expected to. But then don't come to me when you're in a dry place because you've rejected God's plan for your life. It's not how it works. Make a move. Good, good, good devotional today. Praying for all of you that God would just open our eyes to faith, right? What is it? And some of you today, making a move this weekend might be praying for the sick. It might be witnessing to somebody. It might be giving an offering that God's calling you to give. Come on, it might be supporting the church a certain way. Maybe serving. Maybe, like, there are ways that we've got to start making moves of faith. Maybe it's serving in your church. Maybe it's becoming a leader. Whatever it is, today, make some moves this weekend, and let's trust God. That's it. Amazing weekend ahead, Friday edition. We'll see you Monday. Next week's going to be incredible. And next weekend, not today, but next weekend, we have Jamie Dixon and all the churches in Connecticut. And I'll be there all weekend, including Sunday. Can't wait. See you then. Bye.